So we got...
No, you're older, but...
The scripture says, guard the heart, for out of it are the issues of life. And if there is not a consciousness on my part, on your part, to make sure that those affections that Sammy, you're talking about, those affections are not kept in their right place, the enemy will use them to derail us. So it's a matter of guarding the heart. Go ahead, younger man.
I was just thinking that if I want to put a difference between the armor of righteousness and the breastplate, it will be this. And the first one, there is somehow the display, something that is manifesting itself, that the individual is doing that which is right. The shield itself, it gives me that sense, as you have mentioned earlier, something that is not seen by the natural eye, because we're dealing with who? With the unseen world. But it is something of doing in a practical way, practical righteousness. And I'm going to say a word because there is many children here. Earlier in the chapter 6, he started, children, obey your parents in the Lord. And now look at this list of reasons. You like to listen to reasons? There's many of them. And they're all briefly summarized for this is right. It's one thing to say yes to your parents. Another thing is to do something in darkness or behind their back. What we are learning here, that in this warfare there need to be the consistency in our practical righteousness. We do that which is right, because as Hagar has uttered, for thou God seest me. Brethren, when the saints don't see you, when this aspect of doing what is right is not known to men, which is we don't live to make ourselves known to men, but we have to understand that principle, for thou God seest me. And he will have the final evaluation. Because never lose sight of this. Before we can take up 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and take up the arm of righteousness, 2 Corinthians 5 reminds us that one day we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And as we consider this breastplate of righteousness, let us have in mind that there is a judgment seat. And one day, everything that we did right, the Lord is no man's debtor. But things that we did in an unrighteous way, there is a place for it as well.
Just want to make one comment on the breastplate. So often we think it is just in the front. But my understanding is that the breastplate goes right around. And so the heart, I can get injured at the back also for the heart. So I just bring the thought, it is not just in front, but it's behind as well. So whatever can't be seen also must be done in a right way.
I think someone we could look at as an example of not having the breastplate on is Samson, because he took ungodly things and developed affections for them, because that's really what the breastplate's protecting us for. It's taking things into our heart that are not right before God. That's people, that's family, that's friends, that's being unequally yoked. These are the things that we're protecting ourselves from. We're protecting our heart. We're not allowing ourselves to love things that we're not supposed to. It's a filter. It's to filter out that which is not from God into our heart's affection.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of that. They are not of the Father.
Emil, earlier you said there were 49 minutes for 7 pieces. We're not catching 7 minutes here. So now we're left. Bring us to a third one so that we can cover what is left.
I'm going to leave that up for you.
He's looking into it. No, but maybe I can open it that in that warfare it is important how also we walk. There is an aspect of feet movement that is required in the warfare, and I'm wondering if we can get help in such a way as well.
So it's not just preaching the gospel now.
It's not preaching the gospel at all.
Oh, okay. Just to make sure. It's not preaching the gospel at all.
It doesn't say here preaching. The preparation. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if we can get help as far as that aspect of it.
Because he said it's not your mouth that is sharp.
That's right. It's your foot.
It's your feet. I look at it this way. In the battlefield, the feet of the soldier are moving into only two different directions. Either towards the enemy or backward or away from the enemy. And what I need is that the peace that the gospel have been imparted to me, that I know that peace that have secured my eternity. I am walking steadfastly with the peace that the gospel have made it clear into my own heart. Mm-hmm. It is not really preaching the gospel, though I will find no fault with anybody who is going to say, well, it is preaching the gospel, that's fine. But that's how I look at it. It is really that I am well established now. Peace. I know that my eternity is secure because it doesn't depend on me. Because that's what the gospel have said. That I have peace with God, I have the peace of God. And I am walking into this battle knowing that I know the end. I know that the victory is already won. Hmm. I am not walking into the battle with, well, are we going to win or not? I know we already have won the battle. And I have that peace that no matter why those martyrs, in the early days of the church, why? Anybody in his right mind will go to be executed? Have his children executed? What peace that have filled these men is that what the gospel have imparted to them. And that's what I will put on my feet. As I walk on toward the enemy, I have peace. I have confidence and I'm going on because I know the victory is won. That's what I think. But I, again, would find no problem with somebody who wanted to say, this is preaching the gospel.
I think it's important to note that with any good soldier, as you mentioned, the feet, that's the most, I would think, one of the most important parts of the body of the soldier as he's going forward. If a soldier's feet are not comfortable, if his footwear is not such that he can actually progress, there won't be much that he'll be able to do. So to your point, well, I think it's going forward in that comfort of knowing an assurance of peace, not complacency, but a security and a self-assuredness and awareness that the peace that I receive because of the gospel is what will help me to go forward.
John, I know you disagree, so go ahead.
No, he doesn't disagree.
I just want to add to it. We don't disagree, we share different thoughts. I just want to put it this way. It is a very interesting statement in a scene of warfare. You're talking about peace in the presence of hostility.
Yeah.
I truly believe the scripture is bringing before us these two aspects of what peace is all about, to me at least. Peace is really has these twofold meaning. The absence of enmity and the presence of harmony. That when I am going through that warfare, what the glad tidings has presented or cultivated in my own soul, although it's a scene of enmity, although it's a scene of conflict that I have to fight the enemy from taking away what I have received and enjoyed, and yet in my own thought, as far as that peace is concerned, the time of full presence of harmony is at hand. You are fighting with anticipation, as it were, that there is a time of complete harmony is going to take place, and that place is very soon when we are taken up, not to the heavenlies anymore, that's where we are right now, but when we are taken up to the very presence of the Lord, where everything will be in complete harmony. Just another thought to